Too.
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm very well. It's lovely to meet you.
Likewise.
I'm just going to fiddle for a moment with some sound controls here.
Sure.
Okay, let me see. Okay, this is looking reasonably good.
Wonderful.
First, I have to say, I really enjoyed your ebook.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. I loved your review. It was just so heartwarming.
Glad. A bit on the kooky side, but that's kind of where I
There's
come
nothing wrong with that. I mean, the whole concept is a little kooky.
Yeah, that I guess that's true. And one of the things that I wanted to get across to my audience and that I'd love to address with you today is how, I guess what we might call the kookiness of whale hunting, because it could be easy for a self-employed woman or the woman who is the head of a small company, which is typically my reader, to think that this is something bigger than is appropriate for her, or, well, just talk to me about how you see whale hunting and women intersecting.
Okay. First of all, why whale hunting is a good metaphor, I believe, for small business is that the Inuit people were just ordinary people. And they would go out in a boat, eight of them, and go out after a 100,000-pound creature. So they didn't decide that the whale was too big for them. They decided that there was a way to do it, and they had to have a team on the boat. And why I've been linking whale hunting now, especially to women, is that in my consulting practice, those companies that have been extremely successful at implementing this are more likely to be women-owned and women-managed companies. And I think that's because of a lot of things I wrote about in that book, that women have talents and preferences and traits that we're socialized to practice that are very compatible with the whole concept of a team-based approach to growing your business. And I do write in the book that even if you're on your own, you can still build a team and launch a boat to go after a much bigger account.
Right. I love how you talked about what are conventionally and historically and culturally feminine traits as being particularly suitable for whale hunting, in this sense of it takes a village to hunt a whale.
Exactly. It does. Yes.
Yeah. So there's one I'm going to jump around. If you didn't notice from my review, that's how I work. One of the things that stood out for me, really big, that I loved was your statement that abundance means being able to say no.
Yes.
That knocked my socks off.
Yeah. Well, if you believe in scarcity, you have to say yes to everything because you're afraid to say no. You say yes to a job that's not good for you. You say yes to a customer that you'd really just as soon not have. You say yes to things that are not in the best interest of growing your business. You say yes to them because you're afraid to say no. And when you're afraid to say no, it means you don't believe something better is out there. If you live in a world of abundance, which is strictly in your mind, it's not has really very little to do with the world outside. It's in your own head. If you live in a world in abundance or practice living in a world in abundance, you can say no to the wrong things and have energy for the right things.
I love
It's
that.
the hardest thing for entrepreneurs to learn, isn't it?
Absolutely. Men or women, and I
Yes,
think
exactly.
especially for creative people, and again, a lot of my readers are creative, either they're artists specifically, or there's just a very strong thread of creativity through their work and their lives. And the creative personality likes to say yes to everything.
Right, exactly.
It seems like the most fun way to go, except that too often things don't get done at all.
Right. And that's typically true of entrepreneurs and it's typically true of salespeople. We're hopeless optimists. And so we think we can do it all. I mean, that's the only that's the only quality that drives entrepreneurship. I mean, you have to have a dose of optimism.
Absolutely.
And certainly have to have it if you're in sales. But then to be really successful, I believe you need to learn to temper it, you know, to really focus it on those things that are going to be the best for your business.
Right. Something I didn't bring out in my review and that I want to return to the book to look into in more depth is this notion of a target filter.
Yes.
What is that about?
The target filter is, here's the concept behind it. In a traditional marketing effort, you kind of throw a message out into the market and wait for leads to come back. You go to a trade show or you do advertising or your website is like that, and your newsletter, although that's a little bit more targeted. But for a whale hunt, when you want to begin to go after some deals that are, we say, 10 times bigger than your current average. So the size of a whale is different for different people. You know, you don't have to start with the 100,000-pound one. You want to start with some companies, some customers that are bigger than typical. And so the target filter asks you to decide, based on a set of criteria, what would an ideal customer look like for you? And then when we have those criteria and those metrics figured out, then we can research and find a list of customers that meet those criteria. And then you research those companies or customers, create dossiers on them, and then set about finding a connection that will get you in the door. It's very process-oriented. It's very deliberate. There's nothing accidental about it, and there's nothing hard about it. It's just a method of preparation. Oh.
And I think it's partly because it does seem so, it's so doable.
Yes, it is. It is. Now, I should mention that the tool you just mentioned, the target filter, that tool and other tools are available for free download on our website, thewhalehunters.com.
You know, I do things backwards sometimes, and I visited your website after I posted the review, and
mm-hmm.
I found heaps of free material, and especially materials to support people in following the processes.
Yes.
So I love that, and not only will that'll come out in the interview, but when I post the interview, I'll make a note in the post. Let me just write that down. You have really terrific materials, and for the entrepreneurs who are listening, I'd just like to point out the way, I love that you shared process materials that support people to implement the principles that you write about, and that's very generous, and if they want to really understand how to use these and have the framework, you have the book, which I think is an incredible bargain, and it's really one of the more nicely designed e-books I've seen, not just aesthetically, but in terms of walking people through a process and leaving them with a plan of action.
Well, thank you. That was my intent, and I live in a world of abundance most of the time, so I think that, generosity always pays off.
Yeah. Absolutely.
If I could just mention the older book, the book called Whale Hunting, How to Land Big Sales and Transform Your Company, that has the most extensive explanation of the process in all of the phases. And that's available through Amazon. But if anyone goes to the website, they can click through and explore that book as well.
Super. And don't know. I think I may have added that to the blog post last night. If not, I will.
I think you did.
So you talk about the fact that women have been whale hunters forever.
Yes.
We just have not necessarily transferred our skill set to the worlds of business. And nor have we recognized how much whale hunting we're doing in philanthropy and education and.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I've worked with a number of clients in the nonprofit world and in higher education, and those are really the worlds that I emerged from before I went into business. And there are some extraordinarily big deals that are done philanthropically and educationally, and I've worked with a lot of teams that are putting together multi-million dollar projects that are going to take years to complete and that are going to require all kinds of resources, public resources and private resources and partnerships and